and Remo Drumheads, 60% off list. The best price and advice at Guitar Center.
Friday mornings, and this is a very odd Friday morning because we like to talk about the movies Mike has seen. And when I say Mike, I refer to movie critic and entertainment editor of the River City's Reader, Mike Schultz, who's joining us live here in studio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you.
And
it's good to be here.
We like to talk about the movies you've seen and then the movies that are opening, but as it turns out, there is nothing opening
nothing
this week.
Nothing opens today. Yeah. I've got my movie reviews done for next week's paper.
Why
already.
Is that?
They're done. It's the strangest thing. I don't know. It's something that Hollywood figured out. About 10 years ago, I guess. I mean, they either open something that's not going to make any money, that they just kind of throw to the wolves the weekend after.
At least they do that, you would think.
At least, but we don't even have that this year. It's all the same stuff. I thought for sure we'd get kind of a wide opening of something that's only playing kind of in big cities, The Descendants or My Week with Marilyn or something.
Something.
Nothing. We got nothing.
They didn't throw us any bones this week.
No bones.
So I guess we can all catch up. By the way, this segment brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures on 53rd Street in Davenport. They've got the IMAX.
Yeah. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, and then you end up getting them each and every Friday morning, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn, and soft drinks.
Now, before we get to the Muppets, I want to talk about this Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
Hugo. Because I don't know what's going on there.
It's fantastic.
Yeah?
It's really good.
Did you see it in 3D?
I did.
And?
Best 3D movie I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Because
you generally hate the 3D movies.
Well, I generally hate them, but only because in the past few years, they've been adding the 3D to movies that were not originally shot in 3D.
Yeah.
Like Clash of the Titans. They just kind of threw that on last
minute
when they saw
it. It makes it more dull, but it doesn't matter if it looks any good.
Exactly.
So is Hugo here?
Hugo is here, yeah.
And what is it?
Hugo is... it's a story about set in the 30s in Paris, in a Paris train station. It's about an orphan boy who kind of becomes acquainted with George Millet, who's one of the first filmmakers ever made. He made like 500 movies in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Remember, you know, A Trip to the Moon, that one where the rocket goes in the moon's eyeball? It's like in every kind of film critic.
Widely credited as like the first science fiction movie.
Yeah, he basically invented sci-fi in the movies and fantasy.
Right.
And so it's about this little kid who's, you know, orphaned and alone, and he kind of meets this girl who's the godchild of George Millet, and they, you know, and he kind of, it's about the beginnings of movies, and it's about film preservation of all things. It's because it's a Scorsese movie, and it's kind of near and dear to his heart.
Yeah.
It is thrilling. It is so good. It's a little long for me. It's about 2 hours and 10, which is a little long for a family flick, but it is beautifully designed.
But it is a family flick.
Really interesting. Yeah, and historically really interesting. But fun and exciting and
this
and
guy is
and
considered like a
really
master
good.
of cinema, and there's so few of his movies that exist. In fact, it got to the point where they were taking the film, like his films that he made, like the original films, and they were turning him into heels of shoes.
Yeah. They just melted
because
it all down.
Like, well, no one's going to see this again.
Yeah.
And this guy,
heels out of him.
Basically, Thomas Edison screwed this guy out of so much dough because he would take his movies, bring them over here, and show them at Nickelodeons and not give him a penny.
Yeah.
So this guy ended up being like just broken, actually living in a bus station.
Okay, so what is this? What is this kid turn into? Anything? Or?
Well, no, but it's kind of like just how the kid, you know, becomes less lonely and like, you know, gets a family and gets friends. It's a traditional kind of family film in that way, but it is unbelievably good.
And our girl, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Chloe, God, she can't do anything
She's
wrong.
She's going to win an
She's
Oscar.
She's so good.
Yeah.
One of these days.
And this is only.
We can say we knew her when.
This is only available in 3D?
No, you can see it both ways. I'd recommend it's
3D,
worth
though.
The extra $3.
Yeah, okay.
Heck yeah. It's really, really good. I loved it.
Yeah.
See, I'm torn between if I was going to go see a movie, either Hugo or the Muppet movie.
Go see. Oh, man. There's no downside
like I
to the
choose.
Muppets.
Look,
there's
I got, just no I got a babysitter for 4 hours tomorrow.
Okay.
What movie do I see? Do I do Hugo or do I do the Muppets? Gun to your head, Mike. I gotta go.
See the Muppets. It's gonna be a blast. You're gonna love every second of it. It's so fun. It's exactly what. If you're a fan of the Muppets, if you loved the show when you were a kid,
and this Hugo movie's gonna make your top 10 list. Maybe?
Yeah, that's pretty solidly entrenched.
Yeah, okay.
It's gonna be up for a zillion Oscars too.
Okay.
I mean, it's great. It's a great Scorsese movie of all things. I mean, it's a kid movie in 3D.
Yeah.
But it's a Scorsese movie, like every inch of it. It's a blast.
You burn my movies?
You know.
You burn my movies?
You burn my movies?
What kind of question is that for you to ask me? I'm your brother. You burn my movies? You burn my... I'll ask you again.
Killed
you
for a burn Keitel my movies? Cameo. Yeah, that would have been nice. No luck. But yeah.
So Muppets, though, you really liked Muppets.
Well, I was gonna. They had to really work to screw up the Muppets for me.
Yeah.
You know, I was excited about this thing, and they did it all right.
It's happened. There are tons of Muppet things that are terrible.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. It could have just been a waste. But this is put together by people who just love it and get it.
Yeah.
And realize that why it was ironically funny. I mean, why grown-ups dug the Muppets and why kids did.
I saw a Muppet movie in the theaters when I was a kid, there's that scene where it's like, look for the fork in the road. And there's a gigantic fork in the road. And I remember as a kid thinking, I'll never see anything funnier than this.
Yeah.
That is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
For me,
turn at the fork in the road.
For me, it's Carol Kane. For me, that's a myth. What? Myth.
Yes. That's fantastic. So it sounds like there's plenty of that kind of humor, though.
Plenty of that kind of humor. Yeah, it's great. The songs are great. They're by Brett McKenzie, who did Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, okay.
It's the cameos are hilarious. I mean, Mickey Rooney shows up and Selena Gomez. I mean, it covers the spectrum of everybody you wouldn't expect to show up.
They basically do this thing where it's like, we're going to put on a show.
Yeah,
just like they did in the Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland movies,
right.
And then Mickey Rooney
shows up. There.
Yeah. See, that alone would be worth the price.
I didn't know he was ambulatory. I was just thrilled to see him. I'm like, all right, Mickey's there.
Well, he's not actually. They actually have a guy with his hand up Mickey's behind, animating him. But God bless whatever it takes to get him in a movie.
Seriously,
I used to be the biggest star in the world. Bang!
Biggest star in the world. God, it was great.
Yeah.
I could not have loved it more.
Okay.
What's the Jason Segel movie where he wants to, is it Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where he like wants to be a Muppet person and he does like the Dracula movie?
He does
with the
Dracula
Muppets.
Musical with puppets.
So, yeah, absolutely. This has kind of always been his thing.
He said that in interviews that, I mean, the Dracula thing was basically his idea, his Muppet movie. He's like, I want to do a Muppet thing and did. And he looks like he's having a ball in this thing. It's great. Chris Cooper's really funny, too.
Yeah.
He does a rap number, which is about the last thing you'd ever expect Chris Cooper to do.
Yeah, right? On paper, I don't know that I'd enjoy that, but you're saying it's good.
He pulls it off. He's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thumbs up for both of them.
Absolutely. There's a lot of good kid movies around. Arthur Christmas?
Now, we haven't talked about that.
No.
I guess, because we didn't have you last week.
Yeah, we weren't.
How's Arthur Christmas?
Week. Arthur Christmas was terrific. It was really good. It's by the Aardman team. They're the ones who do Wallace and Gromit. And they did Chicken Run and Flushed Away.
Yep.
And it's about the youngest son of Santa who has to go and deliver a present that got mislaid at the North Pole. But Santa's already sleeping, and so this little kid has to go with Grand Santa, who's like 150, and they have to find this remote village in England, and they enter it into GPS, the name of the town, and they wind up in the same name of the town, but in Mexico. I mean, it's just a riot. It's
Grand
just hysterical.
Santa.
Grand Santa.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, the new sleigh is like this souped up kind of spacecraft thing, but Grand Santa, he's got the sleigh with the reindeer, whose names he can't remember. So one of them's named like you over there, and you know, one of them's like, it's a riot. I think adults will like it a lot more than kids. It's funny as hell. Okay. I had a blast. And Happy Feet 2 wasn't actually bad. I was surprised.
You actually
hated the first one.
I hated the first one.
Well, here's the thing, too, because we played the clip when you were here of the Brad Pitt and Matt Damon Krill.
Yeah.
And we were like looking at you like, oh, boy, that was your favorite part of the movie.
Oh, they're hysterical. Yeah. They're funny. It's like Waiting for Godot. I mean, they're basically just these very, what does it all mean and why are we krill? And I want to do something else with my life. And they're hating being at the bottom of the food chain. There's nothing lower than krill, really.
That's true.
And so Brad Pitt plays the krill who wants to like become a carnivore. I want to eat something with a face, you know, is his line, which is great.
Oh, wow.
And Matt Damon just kind of follows him around going, no, how about we just stay here and get an apartment and make babies? I mean, it's the funniest damn thing in the world. Ah, there's some really subversive, funny kid movies out now. Go see. Yeah.
Anything else that isn't a
kid
movie? The
only thing that I saw that we haven't talked about is Twilight, but is there anything to say?
Did you hate it as much as...
No.
You didn't hate it.
The first half I thought was really quite good.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of light and funny, and then it becomes exactly what you think it's about.
Right, so. and the werewolf falls in love with the baby is how the movie ends.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of hinted at. They're saving that big plot. I guess that's a big plot line for the book. They're saving that for part two.
Uh-huh.
And then
does he marry the baby at the end of the next movie?
I don't know what happens.
If the end of the movie is a wolf having a wedding with a baby.
All of you people
that like Twilight need to be locked up,
or if
is
you,
what I say.
Or if you just see a car driving away with you can just see his head, yeah, and it's driving away that says just married, and it's dragging a bunch of baby bottles.
and dog
just,
bones.
Just like nipples on strings.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be horrible. I don't know what happens, except everyone I know who's actually read all the Twilight books say that the last one sucks. Mm. That's all I hear from everybody. They're like, oh, it's terrible. I can't imagine what this movie's going to be like. So we'll see.
Okay. You got a whole year before you got to worry about that.
Yeah,
Mike.
There is
a
that.
A whole year.
Is that when it comes out next November?
Next November, yeah. We got some time to kill till then.
Have they shot it yet?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't know. They might be in the process of, but yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Next week we have New Year's Eve opening.
Oh, okay.
Now this is
that, or is that next week, or is that no?
I think, that's next week.
Now, is this just part of the franchise, like Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing.
Because it looks like...
It's Gary Marshall, the whole cast.
Yeah.
Like, there are people from the first one who are now playing different characters.
I mean,
is it
basically the idea they're trying to make... Like a Love Actually type thing?
Yeah, I think that's it. Let's do an American version.
Let's just do an ensemble American version. And
sure.
The Valentine's Day thing didn't work, right?
No, I think that did pretty well. No,
but
I'm
mean,
correct.
Did it work for you?
Oh, no, it's terrible.
Yeah,
oh, God, no, it's awful.
This is basically Gary Marshall doing Love American
Love
Style
American
as
style.
A movie.
Okay, all right. Okay.
We centered around a holiday.
A movie that we can play every year annually forever.
Right,
right.
Type of thing.
Right.
Oh, let's plug that in.
With
the
everyone
Blu-ray
being
player.
On camera for
I'm
like
telling
a couple
you,
minutes at a time.
St. Patrick's Day is next.
Yeah, why
not? This
sure.
couple meets at a parade. This couple meets at a bar.
Yeah.
This
Arbor
couple
Day.
Meets at a...
Everyone somehow is intertwined
Day.
Just a little bit.
Not even.
They're not even?
Well, no, a little... You're right, a little bit.
Just
but
in the
not
slightest,
in the ways
just
you
like
want.
They just walk by.
Sam Rockwell, John Bon Jovi, and Tom Hardy in Johnny Appleseed Day.
Arbor Day.
Flag Day.
With Cameron Diaz.
Day.
God. Yeah, it'll never end.
He's Mike Schultz from the River
thanks,
Cities
Mike.
Reader. Mike,
a
as
pleasure.
Always, thanks for your time.
Yeah,
and
you
we've
guys.
Got a 4-pack of movie passes to give away, don't we, to the Rave Motion Pictures. Go to the movie house. See any of these movies that you like. 326 Rock, 326-1049. We'll give the tickets away to, let's do the ninth caller. Good luck with that. 4-pack of movie passes.